Feast of Corpus Christi. Summary. We shall endeavor to arouse within ourselves the sentiments proper to this most sublime feast. First point, solemn homage. Second point, joyous thanksgiving. The fruit of this meditation should be festive joy and the intention to share in all the homage and love rendered to the Eucharistic Savior today in the whole world. A feast of homage and gratitude. Next to Christmas, no feast perhaps recalls such beautiful memories as the Feast of Corpus Christi. The festively adorned church and altars, the solemn High Mass, the procession with the vested clergy, the lighted candles, the clouds of fragrant incense, the tinkling of the bells, the boys and girls in white strewing flowers on the way, the prayers and hymns rising on the air, all this stirred our souls to the depths. Perhaps the procession wound its way into the open, through God's nature in its beautiful spring array, with banners waving, houses and altars bedecked with garlands, pictures and statues, the devout prayers and joyful singing of the faithful rising up to the blue skies from which a brilliant sun shone down upon all. Truly Corpus Christi is a feast that makes the heart of every true Catholic, of every true religious, beat higher. It is a feast of most solemn homage rendered to the Eucharistic Savior and King, of deepest gratitude for this greatest gift of His love. First point, solemn homage. Consideration. The Church begins today's festive office with the words, quote, "Let us adore Christ the King, the Lord of nations, who gives the fullness of spirit to those who eat Him." End quote. In these words, the primary purpose of this feast is expressed, to render solemn homage to the Eucharistic Christ as King and Savior of the world. The Church believes, in her midst lives really and truly, though veiled by the humble appearance of bread, the God-man, Jesus Christ. It is He of whom the psalmist sings, quote, "He rules from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth," end quote. Psalm 71, verse 8. Of whom the prophet says, quote, "His power is an everlasting power. His kingdom shall not be destroyed," end quote. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. Of whom the apostle proclaims, quote, "Neither is there salvation in any other," end quote. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Church grounds her faith on the clear and infallible words of Christ, quote, "This is my body, which shall be given up for you," end quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. The Church proclaims her belief in the real presence of the King and Savior of the world every day. But today she wants to proclaim it in a most solemn manner. All the splendor of her cult is displayed at the Holy Sacrifice, and she feels compelled to leave her quiet sanctuaries and show to the whole world the precious jewel which she otherwise conceals within her sacred walls. She wants to pay public homage to her King and Savior in triumphant procession. Today at least the Lord is to pass through His kingdom to receive the adoring acclamation of His people. The world may scoff, may turn its back with stubborn unbelief, or at least look on with cold indifference or amused disdain. But the Church will not allow her festive joy to be dampened. She exclaims with the psalmist, quote, "All the kings of the earth shall adore Him, all nations shall serve Him," end quote. Psalm 71, verse 11. Application. How the heart of our seraphic Father would have overflowed with joy if He had known today's feast. This rendering of joyful thanks for the greatest gift of the love of the Eucharistic King and Savior, this solemn homage to him, Corpus Christi would surely have been a second Christmas for him. However, he now rejoices in heaven with the Church, with all his true sons and daughters who render homage today to his beloved Savior in the Eucharist. Let us rejoice with him. Let us raise our voices joyously with the voice of the Church. Quote, sing his praise with voice sonorous. Every heart shall make the chorus. Swell in melody sublime. For this day the Shepherd gave us flesh and blood to feed and save us, lasting to the end of time. End quote. Lauda Sion. Second point. Joyful Thanksgiving. Consideration. The Catholic people rightly call the Holy Eucharist the most blessed sacrament, for it is indeed preeminent among all the sacraments. It not only confers grace, it contains the author of grace himself. In it our God King and God Savior dwells in our midst, with whom, as St. Paul says, God has granted us also all things. Romans chapter 11, verse 32. The great doctor of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas, who composed the liturgy of Corpus Christi at the command of Pope Urban IV, applies to the Holy Eucharist the words of Holy Scripture. Quote, neither is there any other nation so great that has God so nigh to them as our God is present to us. End quote. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. In the Eucharist, Christ perpetuated his redeeming love in our midst by constantly renewing his self-immolation on the cross and by giving its glorious fruit, his own flesh and blood, as the food for our souls. For this stupendous gift, the Church renders thanks every day in the preface of the Mass. For in the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, with its immeasurable riches, is given to her anew each day. But on this day, the feast of the Body of Christ, she wants to sing out her thanks joyously and openly before the whole world. Today, no decoration and adornment, no pomp and splendor, no solemnity is sufficient to give expression to her joy and thankful love. Today, woods and gardens and meadows must give up their most beautiful plants and flowers. Human hands and loving hearts must offer their best works of art to honor her Eucharistic God. Application. The biographers of our seraphic father tell us of his intense solicitude for the proper reverence towards this most holy sacrament. He grieved deeply whenever he saw any irreverence or lack of care towards the Eucharistic Savior. His admonition on the Lord's body and his instruction on the Lord's body, as well as his letter to all the custodes, show how ardent and strong was his love for his Lord and Savior in this sacrament. How deep his solicitude for the reverence due him in the Eucharist. In the latter, he wrote, quote, while the body and blood of our Lord is being carried to any place, let all the people on bended knees render praise, honor, and glory to the Lord God loving and true. End quote. Today he would see this wish realized in a manner which he perhaps never thought possible. We, his sons, should therefore rejoice over the love, honor, praise, and thanks rendered to the Eucharistic Savior in the whole Catholic world. We should joyfully contribute our share today to the glorification of our Eucharistic God King. Prayer. Let us pray with the Church. Quote, O good Shepherd, still confessing, love in spite of our transgressing, here thy blessed food possessing, make us share thine every blessing, in the land of life and love. Thou whose power hath all completed, and thy flesh as food hath meted, make us at thy table seated, by the saints as friends be greeted, in thy paradise above. End quote. Lauda Sion.